we started reading through the 7th and 8th chapters of the Gospel of John just over these last few days. And the setting that we're in is one of the big Jewish feasts that's happening in Jerusalem. All the pilgrims are coming in from out of Jerusalem itself to celebrate the feast. Jesus is there, and he's teaching, he's preaching, he's healing, he's forgiving. And in the midst of all of this, the tension between the Lord and the Pharisees and the scribes is just continuing to grow. And in all of this, the religious leaders, the Pharisees especially today, we see they just don't know who he is. They don't have any idea who he is. But at the same time, they also don't know spiritually what's really going on with themselves. And so Jesus is trying to teach them and reveal to them who he is, but also the state that they're in. But they don't get it. And they don't understand his words. And the Lord tells them, you have to know the state that you're in spiritually, and you have to know who I am, because these two absolutely go together. He says, if you don't believe that I am, then you will die in your sins. And so there's this twofold thing that has to happen. They have to come to know who Jesus is, I mean, who he really is, but at the same time, simultaneously with that, they have to know the state that they're in, that without Jesus, without the Son of God, they are perishing. And this is true for all of us. But they do not understand, and they don't realize what Jesus is talking about. So then toward the end of the passage, it says, with all of this misunderstanding, Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am." So this is a reference to the cross, when he will be literally lifted up on the cross in his death. And so Jesus is saying that there's something decisive about this moment when Christ is lifted up on the cross, something decisive in that moment that will both reveal who he is, but also reveal who we are and what we are doing. And this is what the cross does. You know, there's no other greater way than the cross for both the love of God to be revealed, and also just for the horrible, terrible nature of our sins to be revealed. This is what the cross does. At the same moment, the cross proclaims as loudly as possible the fullness of the love of God, the Son of God offering his life to the Father for us, the innocent one dying for us as he gives himself to the Father. The cross proclaims that. And at the same moment that the cross fully reveals the love of God and who Jesus is, at the same moment, it fully reveals just the horrible, terrible nature of our sin. As we see what we've done, we've done that. We've put you up there. It's our sins, our pride, our every part of our fallen human nature, all of that has done that. And this is the decisive thing about the cross. And Jesus is saying, this is going to happen. That the moment will come when, in the clearest way, who I really am is going to be revealed as Son of the Father, offering himself for you, but also the real nature of where you are spiritually, that you are perishing in your sins, that's going to be revealed as well when I am lifted up. All of this makes us think of John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. And this is what the cross reveals, the gift of the Son given to us by the Father, and then the Son giving himself back to the Father for our salvation on the cross. But he's there on the cross as a result of our sins, the reality that we really are perishing without him. This is all for real. And the reality of the fullness of the love of God for us and the full reality of just the terrible place our sins put us and how we are absolutely in sin, separated from God, the cross draws that out, and that's going to get drawn out more and more for us as we move toward Holy Week and toward the celebration of the Lord's passion and death. So today, maybe just a real simple way that we can pray before a crucifix is to offer the simple prayers. We're looking at the Lord on the cross. Lord, let your cross reveal to me how much you love me, but also, Lord, let it reveal to me the terrible nature of sin, my sins, and let it reveal to me that without you, I really am perishing. It's just the absolute truth of where I stand without you. And that might be a good, simple way for us to pray today, to make use of our crucifix and ask the Lord to reveal those two things for us.